Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray and Brad Williams for the About Last Night podcast.
This is a tight butthole episode, Adam Ray.
Oh, man, this is the tightest of holiest butts. our buddy, Adam Devine, workaholic star and creator, Pitch Perfect, Modern Family, I just got back with him from New Orleans, where we were doing season two of Adam Devine's House Party.
Right, which is going to air July 31st, we found out.
Yeah.
Start doing that.
They got an air date. You know, this was just some guys just bring it and are comedy superstars for a reason.
And that's what you get when you get Adam Devine. He comes in, he knows, like, all right, I'm going to do a lot of jokes about my penis. And he comes with it. And it's weird that sometimes when we're hanging out with our friends, I forget there's microphones here. I'm just like, oh, right, we got to do business type things.
Well, that's, you know, that's largely due to the fact that my apartment is so homely, and the candles.
It is very homely, Adam.
And the painting of the flowers that I got for my mom just to fill space on the wall.
I feel like when I'm in this apartment, I feel like, you know what? I should take up knitting.
We've got the schmegma chair in the corner.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Bob Saget.
Thank you, Bob Saget, for our schmegma chair. But we had a great time on this episode.
Yeah, you're going to love this episode from top to bottom. It's an hour of just fun and great stories from New Orleans and Adam and I's stories from doing colleges.
Right. And a lot of references to the TV show Access Hollywood. We don't necessarily get into that now, but you'll understand in a second.
Follow Adam on Twitter at Adam Devine. He's on Instagram at Andy Bovine.
Right.
Brad is on Twitter at Funny Brad. I'm on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Come see me live at Gotham Comedy Club June 17th through June 22nd. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. And then, of course, La Jolla Comedy Store in San Diego, California, June 27th and 28th. I'll be headlining. Come down and see it again. It's 20 minutes of stand-up, 30 minutes of improv, musical, shenanigans, jokes, and songs with the audience. Shit that I just only do in Hollywood at the Comedy Store, but I'm doing it at the La Jolla Comedy Store, June 27th and June 28th. Come see me there. And, of course, get my album, Pop-Tart Suicide, on my website, AdamRayTV.com, or get it on AboutLastNightPodcast.com through the Amazon banner, because when you click on that banner,
there you go, buddy.
We get some shekels,
and it's a free way for you to support the podcast, because we don't have a lot of ads. We do have one, which I will get to in a second.
Yeah,
but so that doesn't cost you a thing. No, pretty much no extra time. Just click through the Amazon banner on AboutLastNightPodcast.com, and then also come see me. I'm gonna be doing stand up at Bonnaroo, the Bonnaroo Music Festival in Manchester, Tennessee, June 12th through the 15th. Then I'm going to go on a little vacation to Brazil to watch the World Cup. When I get back, passing in California, I'm coming to the Ice House July 3rd. I'm going to be talking about my experiences in the World Cup and doing some stand-up. Maybe certain people that you may know very well will be special guests on that show. And then Denver, Colorado, I'm coming back to my favorite fucking club in the country, Comedy Works. I'm going to be there July 10th through the 13th. So Denver, come on out. And if anyone knows Peyton Manning, Aqib Tlaib, any of the Von Miller, any of the Broncos, give him a heads up, man. Tell him that I got a forehead that they'll confuse for Peyton Manning's, and it'll be just like taking signals in the huddle.
Are you still hurting over that Super Bowl loss? I thought about this the other day.
You goddamn right I'm hurting about it every day.
I showed somebody that picture that I posted on Instagram that I took literally after Percy ran it back, where it's like me looking out of the corner of my eye like, this is the greatest day ever, and you looking with so much concern, as if you're looking onto the field and there have been just bodies placed out there during the halftime show.
That was pretty much it. I was very depressed, and if you've ever seen a sad midget, I just feel like when there's
If you've ever seen a sad midget,
I tell you what, then you know what a trumpet sounds like when it walks behind them going, wah, wah. Because that was pretty much my experience.
You were
like,
bummed.
Just walking into the stadium was so like, all right, we're going to do this, going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, going to the Super Bowl. And then walking
that
out.
Too.
Wah, wah.
Dude, it was
heartbroken.
It was like
dick
you
flaccid. Nothing's happening good in my life.
It was like they burned the entire Keebler Village to the ground.
Oh, my God. There's so many bodies, so little cookies.
You. You and Peyton Manning had the same look on your face at the beginning of the game
and the end
of the game.
We really did. So thankfully, it's going to be a new season. The Broncos will have a new chance to make a good impression. Speaking of good impressions, do you want to make a good impression?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you have a business,
I do,
and you want to make a good impression, you need to go and get a business card, but not just any business card. Business cards are paper; they're flimsy. The ink runs. You don't want that. You're going to lose out business. You want to make an impression? Do it with MyMetalBusinessCard.com. That's right, a metal business card, stainless steel. Listen to that. That's fucking business. That's commerce being made right there.
That's the sound of Geppetto when he was making Brad in his wood shop.
absolutely right, my friend. Every time I tell a lie, my dick grows. What? But you can go to mymetalbusinesscard.com. These business cards, the ink's not going to run because it's cut into metal. It's durable stainless steel, 0.5 millimeters. That's how thick the card is. Not that thick. You get one color for free, and you can get other colors at additional prices. They're customized, dynamic graphics, super crisp lettering. You're going to love this. Your customers are going to love it. They're absolutely going to remember you. They're not going to throw out your business card like they do with so many. You can get things added on. You can get a bottle opener, which Adam Devine actually used.
He did.
Today. He used one of the My Metal business card.
And I believe he said that's
openers.
Dope.
He did. So, mymetalbusinesscard.com. How about that? You have an endorsement from Adam Devine.
But Brad, what if I have a business where I want to sell belts that double as lightsabers?
Grover, what you can do.
I'm Yoda.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But voiced actually by the same person, so it's not out of the ordinary for you to confuse my voice.
Frank Oz, so damn talented.
Yeah.
Then you could put that business on a business card, mymetalbusinesscard.com. If you have a wedding invitation and you want to leave an impression, you can do a metal wedding invitation. You can do customized dog tags. So much you can do. Just head over to mymetalbusinesscard.com. When you make your order, tell them the About Last Night podcast sent you, and they will give you a discount. I've already gotten emails from the company saying that you guys are killing it,
awesome.
That you guys are buying stuff, and that you guys are loving it. So thank you for going there. Please continue to do so and order your business cards from mymetalbusinesscard.com.
That's the info. That's what's up. Those are the tour dates. Those are the Twitter handles. Folks, thanks for listening to the podcast, aboutlastnightpodcast.com, for all the past and present episodes. Subscribe on iTunes. Tell your friends. Get it on Stitcher. You got the podcast app on your iPhone, your Android. Get it. Listen to it. Tell your friends. Rate it on iTunes. Comment on iTunes, because that's how we climb the charts to continue to give you great guests. John Stamos, Melissa McCarthy coming up, Doug Benson, Nick Kroll, Nick Swartzen. We got a lot of cool people, but right now, sit back and enjoy the About Last Night podcast with Mr. Adam Devine.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here. It's about last night.
Why would you have your SAG card in this room, folks?
I don't know. Kiss wanted a discount on a.
Now you get a
at the snack bar.
Now you get maybe a
I just frozen
in your apartment. Song.
Okay.
I just took a shit right when I came in. It was a good day.
I thought we were going to continue.
Yeah, I was waiting for more. I was
I want to take us on a ride, but
I didn't.
That's the opening.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to be the next hit on Kiss FM.
We lost it now, Adam. We can't go back. Yeah, sorry.
Well, maybe a second verse later. I poured some vodka if you want it, or there's tequila.
Ooh, vodka.
It's right there.
I love a good vod.
There it is.
Mm.
There we go.
Mm.
Do you take your. Did you take your vodka plain, sir?
I take my vodka mixed with a ton of stuff so it won't taste like vodka.
Okay. Ooh.
What else do you want?
I like, do you have any more LaCroix? Is this mine or did I?
That's yours.
You brought that in.
There it is.
Like, oh, wow. Adam Ray has great taste in soda. Oh wait, it's
the
one.
Did you
it's
find
one
that soda
in.
By the way, when I first saw that at your house, I was like, not good. That face you made is the face you were just making in my bathroom, and you just made it when you just mixed my vodka.
Maybe you do. You have just a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Coors Light.
Hell yeah. Fucking what, friendship.
Now, why couldn't you have just a normal Coca-Cola? Why do you got to have LaCroix soda?
It's water.
It's water.
Yeah, it's water. It is, it's like flavored water.
Okay. So you just mix like a vitamin water and vodka. Yeah,
when I'm in the writer's room for Workaholics, I don't want to drink soda all day because I don't want my teeth to fall out of my head.
That's so smart. Because
or
that's...
have diabetes.
Yeah.
So so I drink this sparkling water shit.
There you go.
There you go.
That is such a
neat... Got to the bottom of it. We went sleuthing. Is sleuthing, can you... What is that a word? Sleuthing?
It is now.
Sleuth is a word.
You know what's so funny? The way you said it, that's like the thing with made-up words. Say it with conviction, because I didn't even doubt it until you just went, wait, is that a word?
Yeah, and then we were all like, oh, man, we should have stuck in school. Damn it. We could have got to the bottom of sleuthing.
Well, Ray finished school. I dropped out. How about you? Did you finish school?
Oh, yeah, you did finish. You went to a smart person school, too.
Yeah, but I was doing...
No, I dropped out of community college.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man.
So drop out. I can't reach your hand. Fucking midget arms.
That was the best.
There we go.
If you are listening at home...
That was cool, though.
Brad tried to high-five across my wooden table, and it couldn't reach.
I think a high-five across the wooden table, that was a Janis Joplin song that never really caught on.
How would it go?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm. I want a midget to high five across my wooden table tonight. And that's when she died. She died.
He died right after making
right
that
then.
Song.
Yeah,
I
in
mean,
the middle of making that song, she choked on the ham sandwich. That was her, right?
No, that was Mama Cass.
Yeah, they're the same.
It says the guy who knows nothing about the old singers.
Yeah, they're the same, right?
Yeah, only about 400 pounds difference. One's jazz, one's from the Mamas and the Papas.
Speaking of great music, I want to...
It still seems the same to me.
Because of our trip to New Orleans, I feel like I... So many highlights from season two of House Party.
Well, what's cool about you, since you got back from New Orleans, now you just drink a glass of vodka. I don't know if you were that type of person before where
nope.
you just, yeah, oh. glass of vodka.
New Orleans will Dude, do that to you.
Yeah. I was drinking double vodkas post-show and in the streets of New Orleans post-show when I was doing the trailer stuff for the show and when I had to make out with a 300-pound black woman.
That lady was stacked, though.
She was. Dude.
She had fat in all the right places and also all the wrong places.
Yeah. Was that was that your doing, Divine? Did you say, you know what, Adam, today?
No.
You're going to make out 300 pounds?
Ray brought that upon himself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wait, were you even filming or was this just out on Bourbon Street? Like, yeah, I just saw her and went,
is
that
just
one
to make
tonight?
Some memories. No, it was.
He's in love.
Yeah. It happens.
Mm-hmm. She's in the bathroom.
Okay.
She was in the shower while you were taking a shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew I smelled something good.
But the band, was it Trombone Shorty? Is that who was? How did you even find them? They were playing at the beginning of the parade that was the shot that's closing out the season, right?
Yeah. Well, Trombone Shorty is, if anyone knows, like New Orleans music, he's like the most famous dude down there now. And he's just awesome, man. He's just so cool. And I've heard a lot about him, and I've been down to New Orleans so many times that like people were like, oh, you gotta hear Trombone Shorty. And I went to Jazz Fest last year and they closed it out after the Black Keys.
What?
Yeah, so the Black Keys performed and then he closed out
Jazz Fest. And this is still when the Black Keys are the Black, like they were
Apex.
Known at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
they,
like
were, they were known at that time.
That's like bringing out it's like a game to like the Globetrotters after like game 7 of the finals.
Yeah, totally. And then you realize, wow, the Globetrotters are really talented.
Hey, when they take that bucket of glitter and like throw it all on the referee and he thinks it's going to be water, that's a classic.
That's hilarious.
Exactly.
You'd think he would learn after all this time.
And those Washington Generals keep showing up.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know what? Today might be our day.
Well, they've got heart and conviction.
I wonder if anybody ever bet on the Globetrotters.
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, like to lose.
I was talking about this the other day, like how funny that would be as a workaholic's idea of like Adam is convinced that this is the day that the Globetrotters are going to lose. Because like, you know, the Generals have someone stacked on their team or something.
Yeah, they got, like,
but then
Popeye
we found
Jones.
Out it was a Simpsons episode. They've done everything.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so that South Park episode where they said Simpsons have done everything, like, that's true?
Yeah.
Like, they have... Fuck, man.
Yeah, they've really ruined it for everyone.
Well, I mean, you're on...
25
you're on,
seasons.
Yeah, you're on for 20 seasons. Yeah, 25 seasons. You're going to cover just about every topic.
Yeah.
Darn.
Well, thankfully...
Thanks.
Thankfully, Bart Simpson never said tight butthole.
Little known fact.
Damn it.
Thought
you guys were being original.
Cowabunghole.
Dude, tight butthole is your cowabunga, by the way.
Yeah, that is our cowabunga.
You don't have a
cow, man.
Or, I mean, hey, dude.
are you going to throw up like bumper stickers or like wrestling
there's
buddies?
There's a lot of t-shirts that would tight butthole on them. There's foam finger hands that say tight butthole. So we've got a good.
Okay.
We got the demos covered, baby.
There you go. Well, because like I go into Walmart and Larry the Cable Guy has Get Her Done on everything, like beer koozies and t-shirts and
pretty much it.
Rifles,
bowling ball gloves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so. I don't know if we're gonna go quite that large.
What would be the one thing that would make you go, all right, it's probably out of control? Like tight butthole lunch boxes to me seems like okay.
Great. I love that. We're also on school backpacks, which is really cool.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So like,
yo, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. School backpacks.
Let's stop for a second because, like, only the best of the best characters from TV and film are on backpacks. We're talking.
We're talking
G.I. Joe, Scooby Doo,
and now
Workaholics.
Yes,
and I'm not even trying to make that insulting or joking. Yeah. Like
that's a great progression.
Yeah,
I want to be in a conversation.
We'll see how many
Scooby-Doo.
They sell, but it's pretty rad. It's really cool. I also have we're on coffee. We're on those little K-cups that you put in the machine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We have our own.
The Keurigs.
Yeah, we have our own.
You have a Workaholics Keurig coffee?
Yeah, we have five different kinds.
I'm getting it.
I should have brought you guys a box. I got like five boxes of my
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go back and get that
and
shoot some pool.
My buddy, here's
Workaholics coffee party.
Here's what's next. Mm-hmm. We talked about this with Blake for the cereal. And I think it was Blake Flakes, right?
Yeah, Blake Flakes.
Some sort of cereal.
The sugar happens just when he scratches his head. And then whatever just comes out onto the flakes.
Sprinkles.
That's Blake Flakes.
Yum.
Oh, God.
What a treat.
My buddy texted my buddy Jeff Hutchinson, texted me a picture of at the, I think it was at a Goodwill in Burbank, of Urkelos and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Bites or whatever that cereal was called.
Wow.
Side by side, sitting on an empty shelf at the Goodwill. And I texted him.
Wow.
He goes,
buy both of them. Yeah.
I go, buy those now, I'll pay you back. He texts me back, I left. You really want me to go back? I was like, do you want to keep being friends?
Yes. Why the fuck don't you buy those?
And he's a great friend, and he went and got them.
You obviously buy them.
Exactly. Yeah. You see that? Come on. It's like going to the Toys R Us and seeing like a vintage like Exo Squad action figure.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking pick that up.
But you just buy it if you don't know what you're going to do with it. I found
JT Marsh. Come on, man. Like five people know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. Like
he's talking about Exo Squad.
I got a pennant, two pennants of Shaq and Karl Malone for the Lakers.
Dude, a Karl Malone
at a liquor store.
I'm clapping that.
Yeah,
because that's
a great pickup. You buy that.
What did the guy say too when you were like?
Oh, he's like, oh, those have been here for a long time.
Yeah, no shit, 10 years. Yeah.
Nobody's picked up the Malone Laker pennant.
He's like, he's like saying it like it's an Ernest movie. Like Ernest gets a Karl Malone Lakers pennant.
Yeah. Hey, Bert.
For a long time.
It's like it's gonna be.
Wait, are these magical?
Mm-hmm.
No,
no, it's just old.
No.
Now, when you go to New Orleans to shoot Adam Devine's house party, second season, how hard is it for you to stay on task when you have the city of New Orleans there to distract you?
It was. I mean, since I have to, I don't have a lot of room to fuck up. You know, like I'm in every scene and the driving force behind everything.
You're writing, producing. You have to be there all the time.
I have to be there the whole time. Like I feel if I got any slack, I would have hung myself. If I even had like one scene where they're like, you're not needed, I'd be like, I'm going to be down the street just dancing, pouring vodka in my face.
Oh, my God. Bourbon Street is a trip. The first time I was on Bourbon Street, I'm drunk in a bar, shocker, and then all of a sudden I look up. There's a horse in the bar that a cop is riding.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do that.
Yeah, they don't. There's no rules to
that. Yeah. So you're shit-faced, and all of a sudden you look over your shoulder, and it's a fucking horse, and you lose your mind.
Yeah.
You're like, that's not supposed to happen in a bar.
It's crazy. There's zero rules. It's like you walk down the street, and people are like, hey, you want to buy cocaine? And you're like, yo, no, chill out with you just screamed cocaine.
I know. And then that's your just niche reaction. Like that's that's what you do. Then you turns out that the cop is selling you cocaine. You're like, oh, what? Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. It's a party here. Yeah.
Also the walking around with drinks. That's like a New Orleans mentality. No joke. Like where? I was leaving the Laugh Factory tonight I had my drink in my hand. And Mark Sartella was like, yo, New Orleans is just a state. Like, you're just fucking keeping the train going. It's like you just – I wasn't even thinking about
right.
it. It's like I feel like I'm going to be walking into a place and they're going to be like, sure, you can't have that here. What do you mean I can't drink in the Baby Gap? You know, it's like I'm going to be somewhere where I'm just not even thinking about it. Because
I went to a concert last night and took a Uber X. Mm-hmm. And I just was just drinking.
Is that
just
a new drug?
No, it's the Uber, the it's driving like, app.
The car – the
what's
Uber
car
X?
Service?
What's the X?
Oh, it's cheaper. It's like a guy's Prius.
Yeah, it's just some dude that's driving.
Yeah, it's just a guy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, you can't drink that in here. And I'm like, what?
I'm in the back seat of an Uber X, good sir.
How dare you?
Yeah. It is my right to get shit faced. What concert did you see last night?
Panda Bear, or half of Animal Collective, or part of Animal Collective.
Where were they playing at?
The El Rey.
Ooh, the El.
That's a great venue.
The El Rey.
It was cool. I've never seen more people on drugs. Not even like just like fun, like dancing drugs. Mm-hmm. Like the crowd was so zoned in to what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because I like I don't know. I like got on the side of the stage or whatever, and I'm like kind of peering out and looking at the crowd, and all the lights are like blasting them right in the face, and they're all just dead inside, just zoned.
Shut up!
Just
zombies watching a concert.
Yeah, just watching the. No one's dancing. No one's even like bobbing their head. Everybody's just like into it.
See, like that. See, that sounds to me like they're either having the worst time ever, or the absolute best time
ever.
There's
no middle ground.
Yeah, because they're just locked.
If you're having an okay time, you might just be tapping your feet. Or moving your head or talking to your buddy, but this is just like full on zombified
fuck
crowd reaction.
But guess what? Then they talk about it the next week, being like, went to Panda Bear last week. How was that? Dude, dopest show ever.
Yeah, it's the best time I've ever had in my whole life.
You look like you were dead for about 15 minutes.
I know, saw some photos. Seemed like you were miserable, like your mom was just raped and murdered. Like that's the face that you had.
Yeah. Like, no, that
just
that,
you couldn't even.
That's the state of mind they put you in.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's the music. That's Panda Bear. Yeah. Man. That's what they do.
That's exactly how you feel.
Oh, like your
that
mom.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's yeah, not that doesn't sound a good time. Now when those guys.
He's a good guy.
When patrons of that band are like walking around and they see you in the audience, do they go like, oh fuck, these are great drugs because that looks like Adam Devine?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something of that. Yeah.
That's
there's a guy that was like, wouldn't leave me alone, didn't have shoes on. I'm like, how did you get in here without shoes on, man? We're in the middle of Los Angeles. You have to take your shoes everywhere. It's like that's one of the main LA rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring your shoes.
Yeah. Bring shoes, no beer.
Yeah, yeah. No beer in hand, shoes on feet.
And say hi to Hollywood Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's obviously. Cuz like when we were when we met up at the Super Bowl, there were people walking by you and I saw one dude just stop, stare at you and like it's totally okay. He's a foot from you, just staring at you. Like, is this real? And then he just said, "No way!" And then kept walking. like okay, well that's interesting.
Yeah. I get that sometimes because I think I look like such a normal guy.
Yeah.
That it's not like Blake. Like they all know that it's him because his hair and it stands out. For me, I look enough like their buddy. Like so, I look like people that you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get like. No fucking way. I definitely got. I was at a Coffee Bean once, and this girl was like, "Oh my god, you look just like Adam Devine." And I'm like, "Yeah, I get that. I get that all the time." And then she's like, "Yeah, well, you look just like him." And I'm like, "No, it's me." And she's like, "What? You too? What?" And I'm like, "It's I'm Adam." And she's like, You look a little bit like him, but not exactly like him.
That's the best.
I'm like, no, am I just like fat now? Or like, what does she think Adam Devine looks like?
Yeah.
That's like the old story of when Charlie Chaplin finished third in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
What?
Really?
Which a true story.
Dude, you're two for two with the trivia facts.
Wow. Tonight. That's what I'm doing, man. Check out the big head on Brad. That's what I do, son.
Knowledge.
I do my
Open
research.
Open up the noggin.
Motherfucker. But like, so she just flat out didn't believe you. She's like, no, you're not him.
Yeah, and then I was like, all right,
fine. I won't
and
be
then
recognized
it's like some
today.
Guy in the was like, I know it's you, man. I'm like, okay,
thank you. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah,
thanks, bro.
You.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank you. You know what's great?
Meet me up
fly
low, bro.
The dumpster.
Yeah.
It's gonna get good right now. When we were doing when we done colleges stand up. And the range of fans, that's what's crazy to me now, is because it's like with doing Modern Family now, when we walked off a plane, it was literally in like one line. It was 3 9-year-old girls and their mom who were like, oh, my God, Modern Family. And like mm-hmm. when I first saw them, part of me was hoping that one of the young girls was going to be like, workaholics.
Workaholics.
Like for the 7-year-old girls.
Just
like,
out of
I love workaholics. Oh. Tap butthole.
Just out of nowhere.
Hey, Adam. Just so you know, I have a tight butthole.
What?
And by the way, I can spell tight butthole because it was on my spelling test. I'm 7.
I had a weird thing last year at Comic-Con. I'm doing this this signing for this cartoon I'm on called Uncle Grandpa. I play this piece of pizza named Pizza Steve.
Yeah, check it out on Cartoon Network. It's the best. My 4-year-old nieces watch it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's hilarious.
And, I'm doing this signing. There's all these people. And then this girl who's a Workaholics fan, she doesn't watch Uncle Grandpa at all, but she's just like, she's with her brother and her dad.
Okay.
And she's just like, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? She looks really young. She's like, it's my 18th birthday. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then her brother's like, no, it really is her 18th birthday. I'm like, oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, very cool. And their dad's standing like 5 feet behind mm-hmm. him watching the whole thing. And then she gives me a note that says, I'll do whatever you want.
Oh,
here's my number.
Oh,
and then her brother goes, like, honestly, you should hang out with her.
What's up, yeah. Children of the Corn?
And, like, the dad is, like, 3 feet away, like, not hearing all this.
Yeah.
And then she whispers into my ear, like, the hotel she's staying at and to call her.
Oh, my God.
And the dad is standing right there.
And
Jesus, man.
Right in front of him.
Right in front of the dad.
And you're and like, what are you going to do in that position? Stand up and announce, yes, I will meet you at your hotel for coitus? Like, no, you're not going to do that.
Tagged in bags. Sorry, dad.
Little girl's all grown up.
I literally put a notch on my belt. Got one.
But that is insane. And now I love the fact that now you're popping up, not just in Modern Family, but like you pop up with the other Workaholics guys. Like I was watching Neighbors.
Oh yeah,
and you guys have that scene in Neighbors. That's just like you're just watching the movie. You're totally into it. It's like, oh shit, okay. There's Devine.
Yeah, I had no idea.
There's Durs. There's Blake.
We saw it in New Orleans. I'm sitting next to him, and it also pops up, and I just look over, and I mean, he just looks back at me like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, I'm in this too.
Oh yeah. That was cool because it just took us like a couple hours to shoot. It was like really in and out, and truly, like, I mean, it was so much fun to do, but like it was such a small thing that I kind of forgot about it, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden like Neighbors came out and I'm excited to see the movie but not really thinking about my part, and then all of a sudden my Twitter blows up like, you invented beer pong. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I shot that thing.
That's cool.
Cameos are the best.
Oh yeah,
like it's, you know, like,
and that's when you know you've reached
careers.
A status that, like,
because totally.
everyone remembers the when Will Ferrell comes down the stairs in Wedding Crashers, and you go, oh shit, Will Ferrell,
because
like you weren't expecting it at all, and then suddenly pops up. Like that's when you know you've reached a next level, when you can make a cameo and everyone just like goes ape shit. Like, was not expecting those guys. Like, like that's a really cool thing. I mean, whether it be Neighbors or your guys' part that you had in the new season of Arrested Development
mm-hmm.
or whatever, it's just like you can add that extra little that extra little spice of coolness onto a show.
Those guys. those guys.
Well, you guys are doing a movie with Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah, we well, he's producing a movie that we're writing, so.
That's what I love you were talking about too with those 9-year-old girls after they came up to you, were Modern Family fans. You're like, these girls have no idea that we're making the craziest, most like,
yeah, insane, vulgar, violent.
I love it. And because they're fans, because now they've been introduced to you, like, they might go see that in X amount of years.
Yeah, they might go like, oh, I loved him on Modern Family. He's got a movie. Let's go.
Yeah,
he plays. I'll take the girls. It's already. I'm sure it's fine.
Childhood ruined.
Yeah, it's probably just a couple of violent scenes. Maybe they say fuck twice.
Yeah. I doubt it.
I mean, when you work on something like Modern Family, that's because Workaholics, that's you guys from the beginning. Mm-hmm. When you come into something like Modern Family, that's a cast that's been gelled together, tried and true, won multiple Emmys. Is that intimidating when you come onto a set like that, or do you just mesh right in?
That was very Billy Bush of you, by the way. That was just
that
like
was
a great
good,
access.
Yeah.
Well, I just needed some like cheesy ass techno music playing behind me, like Adam Devine. Yeah, well, like the Zeds playing in the background.
Uh-huh. Hot BuzzFeed rumor control.
Yeah,
is Workaholic star Adam Devine cutting, snorting lines of ibuprofen at a Chuck E. Cheese? Our extra crew got to the bottom of this, and no, he's not.
No, he wasn't. He's never been to a Chuck E. Cheese, actually.
We just made that up to fill time.
No, I mean, everybody's so nice and cool that it wasn't really a thing. Plus, I'm just a fucking awesome actor.
pretty
amazing.
I just
mold right into any character.
Mm-hmm. Any situation.
No, it was, everybody was pretty cool. And it is weird because on my set, like, I'm in control. So, like, I just go, okay, we're going to do it again. I'm going to do it like this. And then we do it again. I do it a little different. Or I go, you say this. I'll say this. You say this. I'll do this. And then we do that.
Which is the best.
Which is great to have that control. But on Modern Family, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. So it's weird to just be like, okay, and then where do I walk?
Right.
And then do I
is that
there?
Is that freeing in a way? Or
hold on. I think you should ask that question again as Billy Bush.
Sure.
I'm put some techno in the background.
Is this Access Hollywood techno?
Nope.
No.
Oh, that's off of Bread's shower mix.
That's Def Leppard.
Sticky Sweet, yeah.
That's Brad at 8 a.m.
There you go.
Billy Bush for Access Hollywood here with Workaholic star Adam Devine. Was he seen outside of the FedEx jerking off into a trash can? Our extra rumor control got to the bottom of this. Yes, he was.
Oh,
actually,
no,
this was the
Billy.
One.
You caught me, Billy. I couldn't control my wiener. Sometimes it gets hard. I've got to pull it wherever I am at.
Dude, Beth, those would be the best sound bites ever if that's the interview they got, because they'd get some interview outside your house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I got to pull my wiener.
Sometimes, and I'm doing this weird voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wiener.
Do you think almost that, because where certain celebrities can run into a scandal if they like send a dick pic or are out drinking too much or whatever, I think that almost because of how your show is and how you guys came up,
people would be fired up about it.
Yeah, there's nothing you could really do that would make people go, I am never watching Workaholics again.
Adam Devine was drunk in a bowling alley.
Wait.
Sweet.
Wait. Do that
sounds
again.
Great.
Do that against Billy Bush.
I'm Billy Bush for Access Hollywood. Was Workaholic star Adam Devine seen shit-faced outside of a Quiznos at 9 a.m.? Our extra rumor control got to the bottom of this, and yes, he was. He had two turkey bacon ranch and Swisses.
Yes, I was. Sometimes my dick gets hard and I've got to pull it. That is
not related at all.
That's
you eating sandwiches.
Sorry, gets hard, got to pull it.
By the way, that's a great t-shirt.
It's hard,
gets
gotta pull
hard,
it.
Gotta pull it.
But yeah, like I don't want to say you're completely indestructible, but
no, you've got a point.
Yeah, you can't like a scandal wouldn't necessarily take you down.
You
yeah.
know what happened once, and I've told you this before. I think I was set up by TMZ.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I think
how so.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I obviously can't know 100%.
No.
Was Adam Devine set up by TMZ?
I don't know.
Wait, find out. After this clip.
That was the same
Kesha.
Song. Yeah, that
Find
was the same
groceries.
Song, believe it or not.
Does Kesha love kale? Find out after these 11 minutes of commercial break.
Hi, I'm David Schwimmer. Do you need a scented powder for your ass?
Yeah, me too. Hey, remember Friends?
Oh, poor David.
Oh,
poor David Schwimmer. He went from Friends to Breast Men, the greatest made-for-TV movie of all time.
Absolutely. When that thing comes on HBO, you watch every second of it.
Well, you watch the first like 30 minutes when all the breasts are cool looking, and then all of a sudden they start like melting off these nice ladies' bodies.
They're
and
popping.
Gets sad.
And yeah, then it's not good. You don't want to see that.
He probably doesn't care though.
Nah.
How do you think you were set up by TMZ? Like,
I for sure think that's what happened. By the way, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm doing a set at the Improv, and after the set, or no, it's the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
And after the set, this like. Chick comes up to me, very low cut skirt, tits hanging out, looking pretty slutty, and she's just like, "I think you were amazing and funny and cute, and I want to suck your dick." And I'm like, "Very cool," but I had a girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, "You know, thank you, but no, thank you. That is, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
very cool,
that's
but no, thanks.
Good effort on your part."
Yeah, and she goes, "I don't think." You understand, I'm a porn star. I've won awards for sucking dick. I will be able to swallow your whole dick and balls whole, completely.
And swallow. I'm like, does she mean like disattach? Like,
did Adam Devine get his dick swallowed by a porn star? Is that why it's missing? Find out later. Our rumor control got to the bottom of it.
Boy, you are.
It got hard, so I pulled it. So she tells me that, and I'm like, wow, that is cool that you are so confident in your abilities, but I cannot.
I love that you just at least acknowledge her.
I'm like, wow, that is very fun sounding, but I cannot.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. And she was really persistent. Like, come on, let's just go to your car right now and do it. Like, let's just go out back, go in your car. I'll blow you. I'll get out. That'll be great. And I'm like, oh. Sounds great, but in the meantime, my girlfriend's like texting me like, "Game of Thrones is almost on. Hurry up, popcorn." Oh,
that's like right out of a sitcom.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's like I got popcorn. I put the white cheddar on it, how you like it.
Something
I'm
real
like,
specific
no.
and delicious.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, good boyfriend style, and I go to the parking lot like 2 minutes later, looking at my phone, just kind of just like you know when you get in your car, you don't necessarily drive away right away. And I'm looking at my phone for a minute, and all of a sudden, car pulls up, blocks me in, out jumps TMZ, lights on their camera, come running up to the side, Adam. And
what are you doing?
There,
like, what was your first question?
On my phone. I look up. They look like
we were about to catch you doing
maybe,
something.
Maybe, but I didn't connect it. They're just like, hey,
what's up?
What do you think? What do you think of the new pope? It was like, well, we got the new pope, and I'm like,
since you're not getting your dick sucked like we planned,
yeah, I'm like, I don't. I mean, that might have been like their question. That
no
they had.
Way, screeching up.
No, that's what I'm saying. That could have been a really funny question to have as I'm getting my dick sucked. Like, what do you think of the new pope? Oh my god! You know, right?
We were just trying to have a simple conversation about a religious
pope. What if
figure?
You were like, that's the new pope? Well, he's about to come.
What? Oh god. But they...
No, you were set up.
Yeah, and then I drove home, and I was like, and in the meantime, I was living with Blake. We were living together, and he was... Blake was like, you were set up 100%.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely, because how do they know to go... Like, how do they
cool.
know your car? You
I
know
wonder,
what I mean?
Yeah, and I wonder if they were nice enough to go, like, hey, we could set up maybe anyone, but, like... First of all, who do we think will get their dick sucked?
Who will say yes to this?
Who will say yes to this?
Right.
And secondly, who, like, will it maybe not totally ruin their career?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, the workaholics guy could totally get his dick sucked in the parking lot.
And have it just be great news.
People would be like, very cool.
Yeah, because, I mean,
Dave Coulier is not getting in too many setups.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Too many blowjob setup scandals. Dave Coulier, give me that music.
There we go.
Full House star Dave Coulier. Was he seen getting his knob slobbed on outside of a comedy club Saturday night? Our extra rumor control got to the bottom of this, and no, he wasn't. It was actually Mark Serratella.
Just
a stand-up comedian out there doing
just a stand-up comic doing what you do. But I think that's one of the best parts about being a comic is that we could be idiots and people just kind of expect it.
Yeah.
That's a blessing and a curse, though, because also it's like, dance, monkey, dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's way, way better. Because even when you get on the biggest level, even when you are Will Ferrell or, right. you know, Jack Black or Ben Stiller.
You're under more of a microscope, but you...
But still, paparazzi don't truly... They don't really care about you. Like,
right.
like other than, like, they would think maybe you get your dick sucked or whatever, but they're not, like, standing out in front of your house
yeah.
or, like... Like, they don't bother Will Ferrell. Like, they might take his photo if he's walking mm-hmm. down the street, but they're not chasing him down.
Yeah,
like
right.
some, like some poor, you know, 19-year-old hot girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is just like, I'm on a vampire show. I didn't expect all of this.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, in my opinion, you know that comics would probably get you the best sound bites in terms of, what do you think about this thing in the news? Okay, boom, boom, boom.
They do.
Quick yeah. joke. And then, mm-hmm. like, because when I see TMZ out front of the Improv and they're talking to whoever,
sure.
I know that's why they're doing it because, yeah, they could have the whole show just staring at Kim Kardashian's ass, but, okay, let's
yeah,
get, like, a couple jokes in here.
They don't care enough to camp out of their... Like, I live right. very close to Kanye West, two mm-hmm. doors away, and they are... his house is much nicer than mine, by the way, but... Mm-hmm.
That's debatable.
Thank you.
Yep. Your house is coming together, man.
I am putting together piece by piece.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been there yet.
You should come over
roll
sometime.
Up next time.
Am I invited?
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, I'm invited.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and cry. Okay, well, now you're not. Okay, now
come
I take
on.
It back.
You can't
oh,
give
God.
It to me to take it
yep,
away.
Yep, I took it away.
Oh, you can't take it away. I'm going to go home and pull my dick.
You got to be this tall to ride this ride.
Oh, you had to go there, Adam Devine.
To go to my house.
Son of a bitch.
That's one thing you haven't added. You've added a pool table, a giant American flag. You haven't added midget tears
yeah,
to
haven't.
Your house.
Yeah, I'll get you in.
There you go.
But
you know
they're camped outside of his house all the time.
Yeah. All day long.
Yeah, and I'll drive past and they'll just like wave. And they're yeah. just like, hey, man.
And you seen Kanye?
Yeah, exactly. I'll let you know, though.
You like come out in your underwear, taking your garbage cans out, like, hey, guys, look what I'm doing
yeah,
over
out,
here.
Just flapping my balls.
In my underwear.
I don't care, yeah. Please notice me.
What? You guys are still trying to get a glimpse of Kanye. Oh, all right. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay, well, it got hard. I got to pull it.
By the way.
All right, well, you did that one already. We've heard that bit before.
That's a great distinction between our levels right now, because your neighbor is Kanye, and somebody told me the other day that the girl who played Cherry on Family Matters lives down the street from me.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
so there
well,
you
like
go.
Down the street from me.
I know it's the best.
Yeah.
Here's why that's the best. Adam and I were joking about this.
Do you know how close we live?
He showed me your house today.
Yeah, I live like five blocks away.
Yeah, it's so
like,
now I can just like hang out, and you mm-hmm. know, if you ever want to hang
it's
out,
the
Adam,
best.
I would invite you over tonight, but I have a remodel. They're ripping out my floors.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
In the everywhere.
And they're in the dining room and the breakfast nook.
Ripping out the floors, putting in a sport court, right?
Yeah, it's a basketball court.
I mean, damn right.
All-purpose basketball court in my Dude, dining room.
You joke.
but it could definitely happen.
And how would that be?
But we, so big basketball fans, all of us.
Yeah.
Here's the great thing about what's happening, too, is that your team, the Clippers, rest in peace this year.
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. But you got to interview. First of all, is it Blake, Chris, and DeAndre that are Workaholics fans?
I don't know about Chris, but Blake and DeAndre are.
So then you and Eric Griffin, Montez from Workaholics,
mm-hmm.
got to do Tell Brad?
Oh, we interviewed them. We interviewed them post-game and got to go to a game, sit in like the little press area.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got to interview them after the game. Got to meet Doc Rivers.
That's
gotta insane. Got to like go to the press like junket after the game. And
it's so crazy that like in that situation, you guys are probably freaking out. Like, oh my God, it's the Clippers. And then, but at the same time, they're going, holy shit, it's the Workaholics guys. Like you guys are both having that sort of star
yeah,
moment with each
it's
other.
Pretty.
Weren't you saying that like you were so out of character in front of, was it Blake or Chris that you were just like?
I was like, I was, my manager was like, wow, you were playing it cool. Like just cause I was so nervous and my mm-hmm. go-to nervous mode is just to act like, I've been here before. Act like you've been here.
Yeah. Way too chill.
So totally
like,
interviewed
chill.
These guys
yeah,
before.
Like,
what's
very
up,
chill
guys?
Chill about it.
How was the
but
game?
I think it turned out okay. But the first time I met Blake, he invited me to a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and my girlfriend went. We were in the seats, you know, watching the game. Then afterwards, the head PR guy came and grabbed us and took us outside the locker room. Blake came and met, and my girlfriend's like, gee, I've never seen you more nervous. And I'm just joking a mile a minute, just like, oh, look at this water fountain. Like, look at all this. It's like, you know, just like dump shitty, stupid jokes. And then he comes out and he's also kind of a little nervous.
Right.
And we meet each other and my girlfriend's like, he won't ask, but he really wants a photo. And I'm like, no, I don't.
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
what? No.
And then he goes like, yeah, that's cool. Like, can I get one too? Can you take one on my phone
as well? That's the best.
And I'm like, you're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks, Blake.
All my questions were so bad, though. They were just like, what's it like? Just you're like, being so tall. Like, could you?
What's it like to dunk?
Yeah. Like, is it? Are you, every time? Are you like, whoa? Just like the worst.
When you shoot it, like, do you mean to make it, or is it like?
Oops, sometimes you're like, I can't believe I did that. Like, that's like, whoa. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean, yeah.
Not really.
Not really, man. I'm a professional. I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah, Blake's a great guy, though. He sung out at the Comedy Magic Club. I got to meet him there one time, and like, he loves comics. He was hanging out in the green room. He was talking with Neil Brennan, and then he looks at me, and I haven't said anything because I'm just like, oh, shit, that's Blake Griffin. And he goes, dude, can we take a pic where it looks like you're about to like put your head in my nuts? Like, yes, absolutely, and we totally did that. It was great.
That's cool.
So you guys have both met Blake Griffin. I met Joe Dumars at an airport coffee shop once.
Hey.
Congratulations, man. That's pretty.
That's pretty good to meet the guy that ruined the Pistons in the last 8 years.
Bully. Shots fired.
It's all right. I'm just still bitter at Joe Dumars.
I like how sad you got. You truly got really sad.
Well, no, I meet celebrity basketball players too.
Here's what I've decided too about dudes. If you got sports, if you're a fan of sports and you're a fan of like comedy, it's over as far as like. And you find out certain facts when you become friends with people.
Yeah.
And one thing that I think solidified my friendship with Adam Devine is that we both owned the Patrick Ewing shoes as children. Yeah. Let me say that again. Patrick Ewing,
not
all-star,
not Jordan's.
Hall of Fame center, but a person with a shoe that nobody would buy.
No one was, now they're like collectors.
Yeah.
Now people rock them. But
wearing the Patrick Ewing's
is like novel.
Yeah. Is almost like we could have been wearing the Charles Oakleys, and that would have been just as cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I got like a lot of shit for them. I remember my parents. They won a trip to
tease you for wearing Ewing's.
They won a trip to the Bahamas by guessing how much a bovine, a cow weighed.
Right.
They guess the correct way.
I like that you use the official term.
The bovine. Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh-huh. Well done, sir. Oh, hey, I'm going there this weekend.
Funny bone?
Yeah.
Tell Colleen hello.
I will absolutely say hello to Colleen for you.
So they guess the weight. So they got to go. And my dad calls me. He's like, and I'm like 8 or 9 or whatever. And my dad's
prime
like,
basketball fan. Yes.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Big fan. My dad's like, hey, you know how you wanted those shacks? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, there's these warehouses here. They're like half off anything, like anywhere in the U.S. I'll get you them. And I'm like, oh, my God. Thank you.
Right.
And then come home. I open up. They're Patrick Ewing's. I'm like, what the fuck are these? And they're like, they didn't have shacks. I got you Patrick Ewing.
Right.
Patrick Ewing's good at basketball.
He's a center.
So I go to So I go to school the next day, and I go to a Catholic elementary school. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that you can wear to differentiate yourself from anyone else are the basketball shoes. All the cool kids have Shaqs. So now I'm trying to convince everyone that like Patrick Ewing's better than Shaq.
No,
I'm like,
man, Ewing's got a better jump shot.
Yeah,
higher free throw percentage. You know that's where it counts.
I'm like, yeah, okay, come talk to me when he's been in the league for 8 years. Sorry, he's making a splash now. You come talk to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm 8 years old saying come talk to me when he's been in the league for 8 years.
When he hasn't done a shitty movie and rap album.
Yeah, you're essentially doing like the, what's that guy, Jason from the Bad Teacher, where he's like, it's the only argument I need, Sean. When he's like talking about why.
Bad Teacher.
Oh, you never did?
Jason Segel. He's trying to convince the kid that
Jordan's better than LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, well, he's got 6 championships. LeBron's better.
By the way, let's just take a moment to acknowledge the only Bad Teacher reference on any podcast in the last 25 years.
That's what I do.
Well, it's
did Brad Williams ruin his podcast career by making a Bad Teacher reference on his own podcast?
Well played.
We have that. We have that rumor mill. Let's find it out.
Let's find it out. The most poorly worded extra rumor. We have that rumor mill.
We have that.
While making a joke about the fact that he made a bad joke, did Brad indeed make another bad joke? We're going to find out in the rumor mill.
In the rumor mill? What the fuck?
fuck is that?
I'm trying, man. This is my audition tape for Access Hollywood. Billy Bush can't live forever.
Yeah. Billy Bush can't live forever.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He is a daywalker.
Let's hold up on that.
Son of a bitch.
Adam and I play a lot of 2K.
Oh, shit.
And what's great about living close, and we call this out, is that it'll be 12:30, sometimes 1:30, and it'll just be almost like a booty call. What up?
Yeah, just total booty call.
What up status? And the other, 2K, question mark,
2K?
Or what you getting into? Straight up, sometimes 2K, if anyone read our text and the 2K part didn't get sent, they would think we were fucking.
Yeah, we would for sure be fuck buddies.
Because it's just.
What's up? What are you getting into? You want to roll over? Yeah, I'm good. I'll be over in 3 minutes.
Did Adam Ray head over to Adam Devine's house for a late night booty call? I'm Billy Bush. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to find out. And also, more news on John Stamos. Does he really hate midgets? We think it's true.
We're confirming that.
The rumor mill.
Even if it was just like, what you doing? What you getting into? Ball sesh? Like, if we didn't even explain that it was 2K?
Ball sesh. Yeah.
But like,
dribble on the hardwood?
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Gotta give you a hard foul later.
Dribble on the hardwood sounds like the basketball memoirs from some NBA player who just didn't matter enough. Who is that to everybody? Ready?
No,
everybody?
No, I feel that that's like Dennis Rodman's.
You're
like,
right.
I was going to say Sadale 3, but okay.
Wow. Double dribble on the hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
Or rebounded on the hardwood, and it's just him like holding cocks and basketball shoes.
Oh, God.
My life, Spud Webb.
By the way, speaking of basketball ballers and gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Segway.
Did Adam Ray make an awkward transition on his own podcast? We believe so.
This is the greatest callback ever, by the way. The Ron Artest Pacers Pistons fight.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to you when we were doing Ohio State. You got to watch that twice a year to re-up how crazy that shit was. It's the craziest thing that's happened in sports, I feel like, ever. And when you watch it, you see players fighting people and punches being thrown and guys getting popcorn and beer and Larry Brown going, "You're all you gotta stop it. This is terrible." Like, it's like, and the announcers being like, the game will never be the same. Like, everyone is dramatizing it to the ninth degree.
I think just the look, the best part about that brawl is the look on the fans' faces when Artest goes into the stands. And it's the same look that the person has that was like feeding the cheetah and like making fun of it, and then it jumps the wall.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck, this is not going to go good for me. I have not fought a cheetah recently.
Yeah. Those colleges, doing stand-up at colleges, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
That's bananas.
I want to do so much more of it.
We did Cornell, Northwestern, and Ohio State. And if you don't know about those colleges, they're dope. Mm-hmm. And they also love you. And it's like Beatles status.
They're comedy schools. It's so much fun. It's cool to go out and have people like know you and support
what
you're trying to do. It helps. It truly helps.
Well, because like college gigs can be amazing, but they can sometimes be nightmares where someone sticks in a rec center or something at like 1 o'clock and said, "All right, there's going to be a guy that does a quick sex ed talk and where to get free condoms." Yeah. And then
sexual harassment seminar.
Yeah.
And this girl that was sexually assaulted in the parking lot is going to talk about her experience for 15 minutes.
And then
an acoustic set by
slow it down even more
by Jared. He just lost 240 pounds, and it's a song about how he's so happy he's not bullied for being fat anymore.
Oh, God, dude.
And then
a puppy is gonna come out.
Yeah, and
strangle
a kitten. We're gonna put it down because he's dying of puppy AIDS. And it's the humane thing to do, and then. It's a quick announcement from
the burn victims.
The burn victims on campus. Our chemistry lab just melted, and 200 people were melted almost to death. And they're going to speak for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then an
hour and a half of your comedy, and no less.
Yeah. Right.
It's got to be one
or
hour
you don't
and
get
30
paid.
Minutes or you don't get paid.
I just love that the burn victims have created a club together. Yeah. They just get together like, they well, we're burn victims.
There's a club for everything these days.
Yeah.
How's your nose doing? Still melted to the side of your cheek?
Still melted. Oh, man.
Yes.
But here's the difference between like Brad and I doing colleges and you doing it. Those kids, Brad and I do them, we might get like a handful of that go, listen to the podcast, man, or like, mm-hmm. dude, saw a couple of videos online. But it's like everybody's there for you, and that makes the whole show way doper.
Yeah. I mean, it really is cool. It's the most fun.
And it's dope.
The most fun.
And it's way dope for me because...
And you go
They're
out
so
and just
primed.
Murder. Yeah, you've been killing. It's great.
It's just the best.
Who are some of the comics that are on season two of a House Party?
We got Rick Glassman.
Very funny.
Jesus
we just had him on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Rick's very funny. Yeah. He mm-hmm. killed it. Jesus Trejo.
Ian Carmel.
Eric Griffin. We had Tone Bell, Eric Griffin, Kristen Shaw, Kurt Bronneler.
Mark Saratella.
Yeah. I like that it's a good mix of guys that like maybe people haven't quite heard of yet, and then still like
up and comers.
Like yeah, there's like some good up and comers and like some established guys as well. They're like, yeah. Oh wow, so you don't know really who like because Shaw like everyone knows
yeah
she and Eric obviously from the show, mm-hmm. but then yeah and then to give like Mark he's been our buddy and we're big fans of him, mm-hmm. and now like all right he's getting some fucking TV credits. It's great. Man.
Yeah, no, it's cool. That's exactly what the kind of vibe I wanted to give of, like, just finding really funny new people that maybe mm-hmm. maybe you might know or we might know because right. we're in LA and we, you know, are so, like, deeply rooted in the comedy community, but, like, the world might not know them, and giving them a chance to perform and get out there. But at the same time, like, also, like, being like, oh, I have other buddies, like Kristen, who could stop mm-hmm. in and do a set, and, like, and Eric, and that type of thing. But predominantly, I want it to be a New Faces show.
Yeah. How long were you shooting in New Orleans for?
Just 2 weeks, and then I had a week of prep. And then before that, I shot this little, like, meta horror action movie.
Meta horror action movie?
Horror comedy movie, really. Nice. It's really surreal and cool for Sony, and shot that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for another 3 weeks. So I was there for like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
that's
crap.
And then I go back in a week to shoot Pitch Perfect. Yeah. I go back on Sunday.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Yep, PP2 baby.
PP2,
Bumper,
it's
Bumper's
coming
back baby.
Dude, that's that movie was so huge. Like, I think the sequel is going to be even. Bigger, and people
the
are so.
The script's really funny. I'm pumped to do it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Is Elizabeth Banks in it this time? Or she was in the first
one. She's in it. Yeah, she's in the first one. Nice. She's came back, same role, obviously. And it's so funny. People are like, "What are you doing in the second one?" And I'm like, "I am playing the character of Fat Amy." Actually, they weirdly gave me that role this time around. Right, I don't understand.
We just all put names in a hat and said, you know what? Uh-huh. Let's see what happens mm-hmm. this time.
I will be Anna Kendrick this go ahead.
Yo, being in New Orleans for 6 weeks or being anywhere for 6 weeks sounds like whatever, but like New Orleans, dude, I was there for 2 weeks and I could have stayed there longer if the show just had gone longer.
Yeah,
but like
your body's
when
ready.
I got back, man, I was like. Thank God it was like this was the day that
I slept 12. My body doesn't know how to adjust because I slept 12 hours the first night. Mm-hmm. I got back the next night. I think my body got scared by the amount of sleep it got. I got 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Could not go to sleep.
Like, oh shit, I have to get up for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then last night I got like another 12. So my body was like, okay, nope, you're okay now. You are in your house.
Pass out.
Funny part is our hotel had construction when we were shooting.
Yeah.
The worst construction. Oh, just like
And then they're like, when should we do it? I don't know. 5 a.m. It's pretty empty.
Well,
let's do that.
The better.
Because they don't want to be out late. We're fucking drilling. And also, I mean, dude, it was literally at one point I felt like I honestly just stared at my ceiling because I was like, I need to be able to react when this drill goes through my fucking ceiling because it's like it sounded like it was right on top.
It was so bad. But then I forgot that I have them doing construction on my house this week. So I get home.
Oh no!
And then literally I got home on the Monday. Had all Monday. That was all good. That mm-hmm. Tuesday morning. So yesterday morning or whatever. I
woken up by the contractor knocking on my door with a drill in hand, going like, ready to work on the floors.
Oh, jeez. And then, guess who's not sleeping?
Yeah, and this morning was, meh, 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 meh.
God. That's, but it's got to happen, because, like, this is...
Yeah, it's got to... My life sucks. I'm going to kill myself.
Billy, rumor control.
Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. Damn it.
No, no,
sorry.
It's too late.
Oh, I don't care. I'm pulling it back.
You love that callback.
Yeah. I can say anything.
I want you to do it because I love your wordplay.
Oh, okay. Rumor control. Is Adam Devine putting in a slurping machine in his kitchen?
Whoa.
We saw his construction workers coming outside. We think it's going to happen. He's actually trying to turn his house into a Chuck E. Cheese to attract small children.
Blueberry stained lips or sucking off a Smurf?
Nope, he killed himself.
Nope.
Nope, the construction got to him. Click, click, bang.
Before we wrap this up, I want to talk about a few of the highlights from New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
Kyle Nowacek wrestled a fucking alligator.
Wait, what?
That was the best.
Wait,
Kyle Nowacek plays Carl in Workaholics,
yes.
Directed House Party.
Right.
Wrestled a fucking alligator.
On camera or just like, fuck it, I want to do this?
Well, on camera.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, I feel like going on location was like already topping last season, but then like New Orleans is the biggest shit show party house backdrop you can have.
Absolutely.
But like I would not even think to go to New Orleans and go, yeah, like somebody's gonna wrestle a fucking alligator. But your promos were on a what's it called,
a fan boat.
Yeah, you know, like when you see those shots.
Yeah,
you ever watch Swamp People?
Oh yeah.
I watch a fan boat is. TV, it's great, man. I watch like Workaholics and Curb Your Enthusiasm old episodes and fucking
and Swamp People
DVDs and Office on Netflix and Swamp People and the occasional Doogie Howser.
Well, on obviously YouTube. You're not a fucking monster.
Rest in peace, Vinny. He's not dead, but his career is. So Swamp People is like, you see, like that's my only recollection of that. And then when you were like, I'm gonna get to ride a fan boat for the promo, and it was you and Hot Chicks.
Oh, yeah, it was me and two. It was crazy. It was so much fun. I was actually so hungover for it, but as soon as I got on the swamp and, like, saw what it was, I was immediately a 10-year-old, and I was like, look, snake! Oh, my God, is that a real alligator? Can I touch it?
So, the promos are you on a fan boat?
Yeah, like, that's going awesome. Through the, like, Everglades or the swamps down there. It was really incredible. Like, Louisiana is such a cool place.
Yeah. I mean, because you have so many cultures converging into one area between, you know, French and then the Southern influence and everything like that. So, yeah, all the...
It's so cool. The fan boat guy, like, he was all so casual now. He would, when you would talk, you could be out, you understand him. So he would be explaining to our director, like, where he's going, and he'd be like, oh, so I'm going to come down here, I'm going to go straight hard, just like I did before, and now I'm going to do a little S-turn back there, I'm going to come around, and I'm going to go back as quick as I can. And
talking like a fucking character from The Waterboy or something.
And I'm like, I'm in the boat listening to him, so I have better, like, it's harder over walkie-talkie without, like, seeing his mouth. And
sure.
So, like, they're like, what's that again? And I'm like, I got it, man. And then I go, like, he's going to go down. He's going to take a little S turn. He's going to turn back around and come right back towards us. And they're like, oh, okay. So I kept having to do that in order for them.
Yeah, you played the job of translator, apparently.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And didn't they feed the alligators chicken and shit?
Yeah, they came. One came like it was attacking the boat and trying to climb on. So they just gave it chicken and went away.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
it was cool, and we had a Kyle Russell one for the show. Yeah. The best.
Now, whose idea was that? Was that yours? His?
Yeah, I wrote the show. So, yeah,
you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna have my friend wrestle a damn alligator.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
He thought it was cut up until like 2 days before we do it. He's like, oh, we're still doing that? I thought you cut that. I'm like, no, did not cut that.
That is happening.
It's all up in it.
And that's the freedom that being the writer, executive producer, that it gives you. You can have a random idea like that, and then it just happens. You don't have to go through anyone else to like clear or nothing like that. You say, nah, I think it'd be really awesome if we scared the fuck out of my friend and had him wrestle. No,
well, that's
not animatronic, not stuffed, real alligator.
About Let's house go for parties, we could do some more stuff that's sillier and more surreal than we can do on Workaholics, because you have the freedom of it being like little tiny segments as opposed to like a true story, A, B, and C storylines.
So that's what's kind of fun about doing that show.
Awesome. When's season two going to premiere? Do you know?
I do know.
Oh, for real?
July 31st. It's coming up so quickly.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. There you go.
Yo, we weren't supposed to get in the editing bay to edit the trailer until mid-July, but guess that's getting bumped
up. Yeah, you're probably starting this next week, I'm assuming.
I can't wait.
Yeah. There you go. So July 31st.
Dude, that's awesome.
Comedy Central. Look out for that. Adam Devine's house party. See some great comics.
So there
and some great sketches, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, all the episodes. can you even say, like, some of the storylines or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, one, I kidnap a boy on the street, a little homeless kid, and make him my own son and call him Po' Boy because he's Poe and he's a boy. And
it's after your favorite sandwich.
And it's also my favorite sandwich. And,
as you do.
And then another episode, I piss off this lady that does a seance by making a ton of fart noises and blaming the farts on her and other ghosts. I'm like, ooh, a ghost must have tooted. And so she curses me, and I slowly become Satan throughout the episode and all this curse shit.
And by the way, that makeup, which if you go to Adam's Instagram, Andy Bovine. You'll see pictures of that devil attire, and it was, like, so dope. Your makeup crew is the shit.
Yeah, Alexi. Yeah. Killed it.
Wow.
And then the King Cake Baby.
Yeah, I hallucinate on absinthe and weed King Cake and see a giant King Cake Baby
all right.
in the audience.
That's what's so dope, too, is that, like, the stories bleed into the stand-up. So it's like... Like last year when that episode with Andrew Santino and he came to the taping with your ex and then you brought him up on stage as like this piece of shit's the worst comic ever. Like and then Santino gave you a look and like a fuck you and it was like and then for me you were trying to impress me like because you thought my action podcast that I was casting an action movie. Yeah. So you're like, this is the best comic since Pryor, you know.
Yeah.
It's like it's just so dope that it's tied into it.
Yeah, it's so much fun to do and I just have such a good time doing it and it also is like a cool experience to like give people their like shot on TV. You know, a lot of these people is their first time ever doing stand up on TV or first time being on TV ever, and also their first time acting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of cool to be the one that can make that opportunity happen,
and you get to be that guy. And it's cool because sort of how you guys came up with the Workaholics in terms of someone gave you a shot after putting it online for so long. So now the excitement that you had when that opportunity was given to you, you now get to pass that as a nice little gift onto someone else.
I'm a gift really cool. giver.
He's a giver.
Is Adam Devine a gift giver?
Damn it.
Is Workaholics to Adam Devine a gift giver? Find out this holiday season. Now I feel like I'm doing a commercial for like Target's holiday stocking shit.
Yeah.
That could happen. By the way, before we end this podcast, I just need to like mention this because I need to just tell somebody. I was on CNN.com before you got here, and CNN.com is getting fucking outrageous. Here are the fucking headlines on CNN.com right now.
Should we read it with techno music?
Maybe, or do you have slow, depressing music?
Ooh, okay, hold on. Start, and I'll kick in eventually.
Or maybe I can just play it on guitar.
Okay, yeah, that's better. I think I got some Herbie Hancock I might be able to play.
What the fuck did you just say?
Herbie Hancock, that's cool. That's pretty depressing.
You know what, let me just read these.
Okay.
De Niro opens up about his gay father. Taken baby found after Facebook post. Who's hiding cash in Bay Area? ? Reading Rainbow Kickstarter launched. These are real headlines.
Wait, Reading Rainbow Kickstarter launched.
Yeah, they might want to get.
Yeah,
in on
you
that.
Can't. You can't
yeah, gloss I mean, over that.
Hey, man, you could take your Workaholics money. You could totally bring back Reading Rainbow.
Under that, and this is in order, by the way. Baby tigers meet the world, followed by Kim Ye's Instagram wedding album. Yeah, followed by what will City of Tomorrow look like? Followed by model caught in Google porn storm. Followed
Google
by
Google Porn Storm. I think they're playing Coachella next
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Followed
a
by man dies trying to rescue his dog after Google Porn Storm. Followed by giant creature washes up on the beach. Followed by ugly details in skinny girl divorce. Followed by doubts about huge Big Bang study. Followed by another C. Kardashian in wedding dress. Followed by the last headline to round out this fucking all-star lineup of CNN headlines. Mm-hmm. Asexuals tell their stories.
Asexuals.
Are they asexuals? What stories do they have? What can we learn from them? Let's find out.
What can we learn from them? That's like some Katie Couric shit.
That was good.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to be deep.
Thanks for coming back, man.
No sweat. Good to see you guys.
Great to see you. You're at Adam Devine on Twitter.
Yep. And Andy Bovine on Instagram.
Do you have a Facebook you want to plug? Or
No Facebook. Or please don't add me on Facebook.
Or Pinterest or...
Yeah, I have a Pinterest. You can see all my pins.
What if you just had some random social media shit like that that you were going around plugging?
Yeah, it's just like my Friendster account is actually still pretty active.
I like to go on there, still, you know, keep it Dutch.
House Party 2, July 31st.
Honestly, Grindr isn't just for gay dudes.
Find him on Grindr. Advance House Party 2, July 31st. New season of Workaholics.
I should add that
in the works.
I should add that.
We're writing that right now.
There you go.
That'll come out in January.
Go see him in Neighbors. Watch him in Modern Family. You know what? Just you're fucking everywhere, dude.
Oh, stop it!
You're up the street. 2K.
Yeah, that's right. 2K, baby.
Mm-hmm. What's great about this is we have no real ending. We just end it when we want to.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Your guys is awkward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when we're going to end it.
Brad Williams ends a podcast awkwardly. Did this actually happen? Our rumor mill gets to the bottom of it.
Still can't top asexuals tell their stories.
Bye, guys. Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.